Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. We continue here a day after the election in the so-called USA, United States of America, which... hopefully, at some point within the next 4 years, we'll not be so united anymore. Yeah, that'd be nice. Secession. I'd like to see that really talked about more seriously at this point.
What I was hearing about today was unity. Lots of unity.
Right, from the Republicans.
From everybody. Yeah. And I just have no interest in unity. I'm sorry. Like Rush Limbaugh was saying, and I guess I have to agree with him, I don't want unity with these people. And in this case, these people being... the types that want bigger government.
Right.
I don't care whether it's the army or the some kind of welfare program,
yeah,
or Social Security, or people that want to put bureaucrats on the borders or whatever.
I'd like to point out that I was advocating for secession prior to the election, so whether it was Bush or Obama, secession is the answer. And we need to get the hell away from this federal government. It's madness. It's insanity. It is not. It's in no way useful at all. It needs to be absolutely ignored, and secession needs to happen. In fact, I think, if anything, from this the election of Obama, what we might see is New Hampshire may actually secede faster than Vermont at this point, because Vermont sort of had some real secession momentum going during the Bush administration, mm-hmm, and now that might peter out a little bit.
Yeah, there are guys in the White House now.
So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, we continue the post-election analysis as far as looking at it from a pro-liberty viewpoint. What does this mean for the future of liberty in America, especially here in New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from? As you know, if you've been listening to this program for a while, just tuning in tonight, we are Free State Project members. All three of us on this program tonight have moved to New Hampshire within the last few years as part of the Free State Project in order to be activists for liberty. We've seen some amazing success stories so far. We were just talking with Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance a few moments ago about some of the political successes that have been happening here that you just can't see happening anywhere else. Even North Dakota. North Dakota rejected an income tax repeal this year. Massachusetts, it went down in flames with 70% of Massachusetts voting to keep the state income tax. So, I mean, just with liberty dying all around the country, we're having some level of success here in New Hampshire. I'm just talking about the political perspective. I'm not even touching on the exciting non-cooperation and civil disobedience activities that are going on here in New Hampshire as well, which is only going to result in more freedom. Obviously, we'll talk more about that at a later time, but more analysis here. We talked last hour about how Bob Barr, this more statist, so-called libertarian candidate, this CIA agent, infiltrated the Libertarian Party and managed to be elected as its presidential candidate, barely did better than a real libertarian, Harry Brown, did back in 1996. And that's with Bob Barr having access to an incredibly active internet population to campaign to.
And the people the whole Ron Paul campaign, you can't say that didn't give Bob Barr some kind of boost.
It did to some extent, but that's where I wanted to go next. Bob Barr was an absolute abject failure, as I expected that he would be, and it's proof positive that getting away from a pure liberty message is a complete waste of your time and energy. The purpose of the Libertarian Party originally was to educate people and spread the ideas of liberty. Nobody ever really expected their candidates to win. It was not the purpose of running libertarian campaigns. The purpose was to get people to hear the message of freedom, which, of course, this show, I think, does far better than the Libertarian Party could ever hope to do. I think John Stossel and Penn and Teller do that far better than the Libertarian Party could ever hope to do. So rest in peace, Libertarian Party. You're flipping useless. But let's go on and talk about Ron Paul, because he was quite the wild card in the election season earlier on this year, where he kind of stirred the pot a little bit. People were talking about Ron Paul to some extent. I mean, the media did their best to ignore him as much as they possibly could, but he did get into the debates, and he did raise more money in one single day than any presidential candidate has ever raised in the history of presidential campaigns. He raised more money total in his primary campaign than many of the Republican candidates out there could raise. I mean, Ron Paul had $20 million in the bank at one point. It was a tremendous success story for the ideas of liberty. I mean, it really looked like Ron Paul had some momentum. It really looked like Ron Paul recall was being, you know, very influential over a lot of people, that he'd caught a lot of attention.
Yeah, you know, he's being interviewed a lot on television now, especially during the financial crisis.
Right, and that's the most successful thing about that campaign, as far as I'm concerned.
Sure.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the other thing is, I believe, and I still do believe this, I stand by this, that he's the only Republican who could have beaten Obama in this election.
I think you're right, but he didn't have a chance because most people in America, number one, did not get to hear what Ron Paul had to say. And so he was completely left out in the cold. The party apparatus, the Republican Party apparatus, the good old boys, the established network, they did everything they could to keep Ron Paul out, to keep the Ron Paul activists out from their campaigns, to shut them down. They turned off microphones from the Ron Paul people at the Republican convention. And then, you know, there was one little indicator that I thought was really interesting. At the Republican National Convention, there was people that went there as Ron Paul delegates. It was their purpose to, allegedly, to vote for Ron Paul. But then we started hearing that they were voting for John McCain. And it was very confusing. What are these people doing? I thought that they were... I would think that if you're a Ron Paul delegate, you're like the most rabid, mouth-frothing Ron Paul advocate you could possibly find. But you're voting for McCain? Well, it looks like that's what they did on Election Day, too. Because for now, I'm not downing on Ron Paul. I think he's a hell of a nice guy, and I think he did an amazing thing this year. It was an incredibly successful liberty-oriented campaign, and I think he probably opened a lot of people's eyes to a fairly pro-liberty message. However, as far as the results are concerned at a national level, as far as the results in the presidential campaign are concerned, what happened? Ron Paul came out, and he endorsed a candidate. At first, he wasn't going to. At first, he wasn't going to endorse any candidate. He was just going to promote all of the third parties.
Third parties, yeah.
All of the major third party candidates, Ralph Nader, Cynthia McKinney, Bob Barr, and Chuck Baldwin. Then Bob Barr went and stabbed Ron Paul in the back because, well, he's a scumbag. Bob Barr, that is. Stabbed Ron Paul in the back. Ron Paul then decided to say, all right, fine, I'll throw my weight behind Chuck Baldwin. And so much ado was made about this in the Liberty community, you know, that Ron Paul's endorsed Chuck Baldwin, this Constitution Party candidate, which, as we've pointed out in the past, they don't really adhere to the Constitution. They're sort of theocrat, moralist. They want to force their morals down people's throats. So Chuck Baldwin, nowhere even close to a Ron Paul. But nonetheless, he did get the endorsement of Ron Paul, which I would think would carry some weight. But let's look at the numbers, shall we? According to the results here at CNN.com, Chuck Baldwin, with 98% of the precincts reporting, got 174,712 votes. So over 174,000 votes for Baldwin. Now, Bob Barr, by comparison, got close to 500,000.
Yeah, that's like a quarter or less than...
Right. But let's compare to the past. Remember, the last Constitution Party candidate did not have the endorsement of Ron Paul. So let's go back to the year 2004, the most recent election, where Constitution Party Michael Perutka was on the ballot, and Chuck Baldwin was his running mate in that particular contest. Mm-hmm. In that election, the Constitution Party pulled in 143,630 votes. So 143,000 in 2004 compared to 184,000. Compared to 174,000 in 2008. So very little difference, very little increase. You know, an increase of 10 or 20,000 people. What happened to the Ron Paul activists? They either stayed home, they voted for John McCain, or they voted for one of the other major party candidates.
This point has been made many times, and I think very well, by Michael Medved, and I think he's an extraordinarily intelligent man. Is there's never going to be a third party in America. It's just not going to happen. And he's given lots of reasons. I can't reiterate them for you.
Oh, they're entrenched. The two-party system is entrenched.
They are entrenched.
Monopoly.
The only way to get, you know, the only way to get anywhere is by getting into those parties. And Ron Paul proved it. It's going to be very,
you can't do it.
Very difficult.
The deck's stacked.
Especially the Republicans. I mean,
at least
with the Democrats, they allowed Dennis Kucinich, who is their, you know, black sheep, outsider, whatever, to speak at their convention. They didn't even do that for Ron Paul. They accosted the
Ron
Paul.
Dennis Kucinich got behind Obama, whereas Ron Paul would have not have been endorsing their candidate. So even with Paul's endorsement of Chuck Baldwin, he didn't do that much better than they did back in 2004. So what happened to all the Ron Paul activists? Did they just drop off the radar?
They voted for their candidate.
Or did they vote for one of the major party candidates? Or what happened to them? Anyway, 800-259-9231. It is just more evidence that the national level politics is completely futile. It's a total waste of time, money, and effort. And I think that, well, we have to address burnout coming up. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them all on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL, CAI, handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL CAI's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. They're so committed in treating your clients with respect that they record every call so that you can listen to it later. And if you have any complaints, they'll resolve them. SACL CAI.
All right. We continue here and go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Obviously, we've been sort of wrapping up the election, talking about what it means from a pro-liberty perspective, reflecting on various different aspects of what we've seen over the last year here, and especially in regards to the pathetic Libertarian Party and Ron Paul, who was not as pathetic. In fact, Ron Paul, of course, I think had some personal real success. Unfortunately, it all petered out at the end and didn't result in anything significant as far as results in the full election. We continue here with your calls about what you want, and we talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Paula.
I want to talk to you about this election, too, and we've got a problem. Obama is going to have to appear in court the 1st of December in the Supreme Court.
Now, that's over the lawsuit over where he was born?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I voted for Chuck Ballard myself, and, I mean, you know, Ron Paul told people to vote for him, so I did.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't look like very many people listen to him. Of course, I don't really mean unfortunately, because I wouldn't want to see Chuck Baldwin be the president either, though he'd be better than Obama and better than McCain. He still is not somebody that understands liberty, and
that's a problem. I just spoke with my cousin from Illinois, and he worked with a man that works with Obama there in Illinois, the government, and he says he lies, he changes his story all the time. He says, I wouldn't buy a used car from him.
Well, you don't get to be in the U.S. Senate without being able to lie and change your story all the time. And I think most Americans inherently know that politicians are scum. But for whatever reason, every 4 years, they manage to delude themselves into believing that these two politicians or this one politician that I'm supporting is somehow different. He's going to change everything.
Sounds like Stockholm Syndrome.
It sure is. Hey, Paula, thanks for the call. In fact, Wayne, didn't you point out that that Obama is, you know what, I space, don't know where I'm going with that. Let's go back to your phone calls and go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Two things I wanted to mention, but I'll go with the first, which is the most recent. You are right about the two political parties in America and the fact that in many ways they really don't represent the consensus of most people. What I wanted to say that is that in a small country like Switzerland, with a population of about 5.9 million people, there are over 30 parties representing those 5.9 million people, and we're a nation of 330 plus million, and we have two parties are supposed to represent everyone.
And it's an interesting observation.
It really is an illusion, and it does not speak for democracy in any sense or a representative republic, at least the function of direct representation regarding the citizenry.
The second comment, Frank,
I wanted to make, when I turned on the computer and was listening to the comments about, certain states seceding from the United States, and going through the process, what makes you think that the federal government wouldn't come in and define that as sedition and, you know,
take over
the property and arrest people that were doing that? Because
I can't predict what they're going to do. I mean, I understand that governments are inherently violent, and that's certainly a possibility, but why would I care what they do? I mean, I don't really concern myself with what they might do, because if I was concerned about what they might do, I wouldn't be on the radio in 42 markets, or actually now 43
certainly.
Markets, talking about these ideas. So in the same way, if we're going to be seceding, if there's some sort of movement for secession, I don't think that they should withhold that simply because out of fear of the fact of the possibility that the federal government could roll tanks in and bring troops in. Like, we need to push ahead with for liberty, and the consequences be damned. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
The other comment I wanted to make that no one has made regarding the secession is the fact that most states and their counties and municipalities have mutual bonds on future construction that's tied into, you know, the debt structure that allows for extensions of public schools, all sorts of different social programs, as well as probably, other projects. But in a business sense, if, let's say, the state was to secede from the United States, all of those claims would, in a sense, have to be settled And the government actually could come in just on the fact that there are mutual bonds, municipal bonds, within, you know, that structure and prevent that. No one seems to mention that when they talk about, you know, secession of any kind.
I don't know how it would be handled. There is a direct correlation
with the debt load that certain states and communities and municipalities have within that that would make that very difficult in a sense.
I see where you're coming from, Frank. And, you know, I've never heard, I see where you're coming from. I've never heard it mentioned. It's a really great point.
It is.
But I don't have, I don't feel any obligation to the people that are running government to not demand my freedom from them simply because they've gone out and gotten some debt in my name or in the city's name or whatever.
Thanks, Frank, for the call. I think I do appreciate him bringing that up.
Yeah, it's a great point.
And we should also point out that there are other ties beyond, you know, what he's talking about with bond situations. There are other ties where the federal government is giving grants out to various different cities, city governments and town governments and state governments. And there's a lot of money flowing into a lot of places coming from the federal government. And you can better believe that those city bureaucrats are not going to want to let their Homeland Security money go, for instance. That's one example of the many grants that they get. They're not going to want to let their EPA money go or whatever it is that they're getting from the federal government. You can go and get the comprehensive annual financial report and get a rundown of the various different grants that your local city government is pulling in from the feds. I mean, they're not going to want to let that stuff go. So nobody has ever said this is going to be easy. Whatever ends up happening, it's not going to be an easy process, but it's one worth, I think, attempting.
Well, you know, a lot of cities and states are going to be in serious financial trouble in the next few years.
Why is that?
Well, for the municipal bond market's going to be a mess in the next few years because of all the defaults, the big squeezes. Even in New Hampshire, we're in relatively good shape fiscally in this state. But even so, there's almost a $200 million shortfall, and they've cut about $100 million so far out of the budget, but there's still more to cut, and it's going to get worse in the next few years.
Now, you're talking about a deficit on the budget, which means that the budget-wise, the government is spending more than they're taking in as far as the budget is concerned.
Tax revenues are plunging all over the country.
But we're not talking also – I mean, you're not factoring in the comprehensive annual financial report into that, which actually, if you take a look at that, those numbers, from what I understand, it actually reveals that many of these municipal governments and state governments around the country, especially the federal government, these guys have billions and trillions of dollars on hand. They've got investments. I mean, the city of Keene, I think, has like $30 million in investments that returns them to over $2.5million in interest every single year.
Well, sure, I wonder how it's doing with the stock market right now. I don't know.
They're going to complain. Oh, my God, we need – I mean, that's what the whole plan is. Let's raise spending so that we can demand an income tax here in New Hampshire.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Well, you know, they can demand their income tax, but I'm not going to pay it. And I think that's the important part here, and it was something we haven't really touched on too much tonight, is the idea that if they keep expanding government, hopefully more people will just say, F you, I'm not cooperating, I'm not paying, I'm not obeying. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta engine treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams, we have a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam version of the show, all totally free and available free to you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening in early March here in beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire. That's not where we are, but we're in Keene. Anyway, here in New Hampshire, the Liberty Forum happening. It's going to be a weekend-long occasion, Thursday through, I believe, Sunday. And a lot's going to be going on. A lot of speakers, liberty-oriented luminaries are going to be present, like John Taylor Gatto, former presidential libertarian presidential candidate David Berglund will be there. Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun case over the summer is going to be one of the keynote speakers. Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane, is going to be speaking there. Free Talk Live going to be broadcasting live, and hundreds of liberty-loving people from around the country, many of them who are considering a move to New Hampshire, and many of them already living here in New Hampshire, are going to be present, enjoying the activities, enjoying one another's company, socializing, networking, having a little fun, doing a little partying, and really having a great time together. It's really a lot of fun.
It's a seamless event. They do such a good job with this. Chris Lawless, who puts it together, he's a natural at this kind of thing, and it's great. It's really great.
Well, he says it's getting even easier now because people are actually approaching him and asking if they can come and speak at the event. So it's kind of like in demand now, which is really cool. So it's going to be big. You should be there if you love liberty, and especially if you're considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Head over and get some more information and get signed up over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You definitely want to get involved now before the schedule of events is posted, because at some point the price is going to go up. At some point the early bird pricing is going to go away, and so you're going to have to pay more if you wait longer. So make your plans now and use this discount code to save an extra 10%, 2009 FTL, that's 2009 FTL, and that allows you to save 10% over at freestateproject.org. /Liberty Forum. Look, the Free State Project is your solution for burnout. Maybe you're feeling it right now. Maybe you are somebody who was really excited about campaigning for, say, Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin or Bob Barr or something like that, and or maybe a local libertarian candidate in the state where you live, and it went down in flames. I mean, your efforts went down in flames. You were voted out. You barely pulled 2%. Maybe you pulled 0.5%. Who knows how bad it was for you. The experience, while it might have been a good experience in that you might have gotten, you know, learned how to interact with folks, learned sort of a little bit more about the process. You're feeling burnt out. You're feeling tired. You feel like you've been spinning your wheels. You feel like you've spent so much money and so much time and gotten so little return on investment. You're feeling frustrated. You just want to put it all down, give it all up, focus in on what's right for your life. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do those things, but if you want to have another crack at it and you want to focus your efforts in a much more productive direction rather than trying the same old things in the political realm over and over again every 2 or 4 years, go to freestateproject.org and get signed up for the Free State Project. And then get the to New Hampshire and get active here, because as far as running political campaigns is concerned, you've got a much better crack at it up here where the districts are much smaller. There's fewer people to deal with. The amount of money that you're after as far as the amount of money the representatives are paid is next to nothing. So you're up against really kind of political newbies for the most part.
And there's a lot
much
more people.
More possible.
And, you know, another great thing about the Liberty Forum that's coming up is it's a great opportunity for people to come and sort of taste test the Free State Project, and something that I've heard about recently, the seasteading, this company that mm-hmm. is putting a giant boat out in the water and people are going to be free on it or whatever, he's going to be there, and it seems like it's the closest thing I've heard to the Free State Project as far as having some viability.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be there, and you're going to have an opportunity to compare and contrast and see what's going to work for you. I think that the Liberty Forum is a great thing for people to check out New Hampshire.
And the Free State Project is a great thing for those of you are out there who are saying, I've had it. I'm tired of doing all of this political activism and getting no return on my investment. And it's just sapping psychic energy, sapping your mental energy, and you feel burnt out. You want to give it all up. I say, don't throw your hat out. I mean, don't take the hat off at this point. Get involved here in New Hampshire. And I'm not necessarily saying you should get involved in politics. I mean, I myself am pretty burnt out on the political scene. That's why New Hampshire, one of the reasons why New Hampshire is so exciting for me is because there's some wonderful civil disobedience and non-cooperation going on up here. We gave you one example of that last night where Cooper Travis, one of our listeners on this program, young guy, I think he's 18 years old or something like that.
Around there.
He was arrested for refusing to stop videotaping a cop that was harassing him on his own property. I mean, it's just wonderful how these folks are standing up for their rights in ways that you just don't see happening where you are. I don't believe that this kind of activism is happening on a significant basis anywhere else in the country. And I'd love to be corrected if I'm wrong on that, but I haven't been yet. The phones are open. If you know of stuff that's going on, we'd love to hear about it. 800-259-9231. It seems to me that all of the positive liberty-oriented activism that's happening in this country is really focused right here in New Hampshire. I mean, the rest of the results have been absolutely abysmal, not just from a candidate standpoint, but also from a ballot initiative standpoint, with income tax repeals going down in flames in Massachusetts and even North Dakota. So the hope for liberty where you are, you need to stand back and take a real rational look at exactly what happened and what your involvement level has been and whether or not you think it's worth continuing where you currently are. Or maybe you might think that, especially if you've been on the fence about the Free State Project, maybe you might come to the understanding, come to the conclusion that being in a geographic location, being in the same place with other people that are like you, could really give you an advantage. It could really give the liberty movement an advantage. It could really result in having some success and actually achieving liberty in our lifetime. Or you can keep pining away and trying the same old things every 2 years where you are.
You know, I like that video that Dave Ridley did when you were building your house and he had the video crew or whatever out at your house and he interviewed you.
Yeah.
And you started talking about what you liked about being here in New Hampshire. And one thing that really got through to me and made an impression is besides your honesty at that point, you just said, you know, I don't have to explain myself to people. They just, you know, we can just hang out. I don't have to be feel like I'm a weirdo or something.
Right. Today I was having a conversation at the local mailbox store where I have my private mailbox, and everybody's talking about the politics today, you know, and I slipped in my, well, hail to the new chief, same as the old chief thing,
yeah,
and they agree, but then, you know, they go talking about why they don't like the old chief and why they do like the new chief, and... You know, I don't want to get into it. I do this stuff for a living. I don't want to create any problems or anything like that. I have to get my mail here every day. I'm not going to do that. I'm not interested in that. So it's I just listen.
I noticed the mail clerk was reading a book about Chairman Mao.
Yeah, that was interesting too. So, you know, obviously to that person, they don't get what I'm saying.
But the people that are here in the liberty movement absolutely do get it. And even in general, the folks that live in New Hampshire tend to get liberty a little better than the people in the rest of the country. That's what it seems. I mean, Montana may be accepted, or Alaska, I think some of the folks up there kind of get it. But New Hampshire natives are relatively liberty-oriented, certainly in comparison to Florida, which is where I come from.
Or Massachusetts.
Yeah, oh yeah. We continue. By the way, I think the Free State Project really needs to focus on some outreach to the Massachusetts Liberty activists down there. They spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on that income tax repeal effort. They spent all kinds of man hours working on getting that thing through.
So
and
sad.
It did worse this time than it did in the past. They had it on the ballot in the past, earlier in the decade. It got 45% in favor of repealing the income tax. This time they only got 30% in favor of repealing the income tax. So,
well, it looked like it was going to go maybe, but then the teachers union with all that money behind them seemed like they spearheaded an effort to fight them.
The teachers union fought them back earlier in the decade too, and so they did worse this time. Don't keep trying the same thing over and over again if you keep getting the same results, or in this case, worse results. Give up, move on, focus your efforts on something that is going to be something different. And the Free State Project, in my opinion, is the best solution for liberty in our lifetime. Do you disagree? Is there something else out there? 800-259-9231. Are you on the fence? Or are you somebody that's maybe jumping off the fence here tonight? Maybe looking back at what you've experienced over the last year, looking ahead as to what might be coming next and saying, you know what, I need to go and get involved in this Free State Project thing. Dial up, tell us your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results, or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote. And it's a vote that counts at podcastawards.com. Head over to podcastawards.com, find the political category. You'll have to scroll down quite a bit. It's the third category from the bottom of the page on the right-hand side. And select Free Talk Live. Scroll down a bit more. Enter your name and email, or excuse me, it's your name. Yeah, you said it's your name and email address, and choose one of the options. Click submit. Your ballot will be cast. You may be required to click a link in an email that they'll send you to verify you're a real person, but it's a very, very fast process. You can probably complete it in, 30 seconds to a minute. If you head over to podcastawards.com, voting for Free Talk Live either today and tomorrow or one or the other, because voting ends tomorrow. I believe it's like midnight Pacific time or something like that tomorrow night. So you've got a very limited time in which you can vote for Free Talk Live before the voting window is closed.
Please do it today and tomorrow. This is very important to us. I can't begin to stress to you how often I use this every time I talk to an advertiser. I say,
the podcast awards?
Yeah, nationally syndicated on 42 stations, the number one political podcast. It's 43, yep, today. 43 stations and the number one political podcast on the internet. Please. Go vote today. Go vote tomorrow.
At podcastawards.com. Again, you want to choose the political category. Vote for Free Talk Live. Again, podcastawards.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. John is on the line in New York. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
I figured it out, guys. I figured out how to win elections.
All right.
It's very simple. Okay, you're never going to get Democrats to vote for Republicans. You're never going to get Republicans to vote for Democrats. If you look at all of these different districts around the country, people just vote exactly the same time after time, almost regardless of who the candidates are. So what you got to do is you just got to find out who the swing votes are and just appeal to them and then attack your opponent on whatever the swing voters care about and not worry about whether you're a Democrat or Republican, and that's it.
I'm confused. Wouldn't you be running as a Democrat or a Republican?
Yes, you would. Basically, if you, for some crazy reason, want to get an office, yeah, you just got to find a district where Republicans and Democrats are fairly evenly divided, achieve the nomination of either party, and then just locate those swing voters and pound those issues.
I think the best solution is to infiltrate, as far as if you're going to do politics, as we discussed with Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance earlier, when you've got enough activists, as we will have, we're beginning to have here in New Hampshire, you can infiltrate the local parties, take them both over, and then run candidates on both sides of the coin. That way you've got your people essentially on both sides of the election, and then that way either way the voters vote, they vote for a pro-liberty candidate. That would be the ideal situation.
But that's what the socialists have been
doing
for decades.
You do have to select districts and select races. And you need to pick those areas where there's a fairly even split between the two parties and then just appeal to the middle, because I look at, you know, guys like Charlie Rangel, who have had, you know, horrible things come out about him here in New York, and, you know, he got re-elected with 88%.
Wow.
I mean, it's just stunning. And, he had government-subsidized apartments, that he had friends living in, all kinds of horrible things.
Sure.
And, you know, and look at John Sununu. All she did was hit him on a couple of issues that swing voters moved from one side to the other.
Yeah,
and you actually have a lot of independent voters in New Hampshire as opposed to other places.
It's an interesting tactic. I thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. For those who are in the political realm looking to have a little strategy, might want to consider that. But I do love the idea of infiltrating the parties. I think that is, you could really cause a ruckus by doing something like that, using their own apparatus against them. As you point out, Wayne, and you're absolutely right, it's exactly what the communists and the socialists have been doing for decades. They've infiltrated the Republicans and the Democrats, and they have...
They infiltrated to the point that they are the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So they win, and it doesn't matter who you choose. It doesn't matter if it's McCain or Obama. You get a socialist. So your flavor, you know, you get to choose flavors. Do you like national socialism or just plain old socialism?
Marxism.
Yeah. We continue here and talk to David, also in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David in New York. Oh, he's gone. Excuse me. Let's try John in Winnipeg. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Gentlemen.
You're on the air.
Yeah, so I hear what you're talking about, the Free State Project and all that, but you know what? I want freedom now. You know, a couple of quick examples. I was looking at Google Video. They got a U.S. double soldier in Iraq hails Satan. And, and he's all proud. Hail Satan. He's screaming while he's on his tank killing these defenseless citizen families. And it can't sell well to Christians in America, but I know there aren't too many that really believe in God and justice and a better world through communicating evidence to form our conclusions. But second example...
Well, they believe that Jesus would kill his opponents, apparently, is what many of these so-called Christians believe.
Right. And second, Halliburton. You know, I know you guys don't have a lot of time for me, or, you know, because your show is so fantastic. But, you know, Halliburton is a middleman that doesn't have to be there. Before Halliburton, it was the military's responsibility to have fuel transports, for example, that would go with the military convoy. Now Halliburton just comes in there as a middleman and says, well, we're going to do it for you. What? We still have to have a military tanker on the convoy, but they're going to take like 80% of the cash for themselves. And there's a documentary by Greenwald where he shows these guys, they're sending dual-core P4 computers, you know, some of the top-notch computers out to Iraq, and they're just burning them in a bonfire because they get paid, they'll charge you, the American sucker, whatever really they want to ship them out there, and then they just burn them in a pit.
Well, this is the military-industrial complex, and that's exactly how it works. I mean, the people who are in charge in Washington, D.C., reward their friends, whoever they are, Republicans, Democrats, whatever, they reward their friends in industry with sweet, sweet government contracts, and Halliburton's one of those companies that has been picked. It is one of the chosen companies, and it gets all kinds of stuff like that. You know, we had a story, actually, talking about cutting out the middleman. It still doesn't matter. They still waste all kinds of money. There was a guy that called us a long time ago from his experiences in the Navy, where every year they would throw tools off the side of the ship that they were on. They would just throw brand new tools off the side of the ship so they could buy new ones.
So the Halliburton thing's kind of a kind of smoke and mirrors. The fact is, it doesn't matter whether you get a middleman, which I agree with you, it's a middleman that we don't need. But it doesn't matter whether you get a middleman in there to destroy the property. The military is going to do it anyway.
The waste
continues. What we need to do is pull them in from 131 nations and 700 foreign military bases that we have, and you know, downsize them completely and defend America. From the aggressive neighbors we have in Canada and Mexico.
Thanks, John, for the call tonight. We continue. Also, we're going to talk to Matt on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about what's going on in New Hampshire, and I wanted to relate a kind of frustrating story that happened with me last night.
Okay.
I went to a bar, and they're watching the election returns. I'm talking to this gentleman next to me. and he was very happy because Obama was winning, and he had voted for Obama. And I don't know how it came out, but I was questioning him why he voted for Obama. And along the way, he said, well, I'm voting for the lesser of two evils. And that got my goat, because here was this guy, he was obviously intelligent, and I said, you know what, I wrote in Ron Paul because I wasn't going to vote for anything that I felt was evil, and you're voting for evil still. I said, why didn't you vote for a third party? Why didn't you vote for something that was other than evil? And he was obviously intelligent, he obviously got it, and yet he still voted for Obama.
What was his answer? What was his answer to you?
I said if he had voted for McCain, too, using the same reasoning.
What, did he answer your question?
No. If he did, I didn't hear it because I got very upset and ended up having to buy him a beer and apologizing to him.
Gotcha.
I yelled at him.
Well, you know, I don't have that big of a problem with it because everybody believes, and I think that it, you know, it's just true. We have the choice between two crap sandwiches out there, and I understand where you're coming from on third parties. I think you make I think you would have made a bigger statement in this election voting for a third party than you would have been being the, you know, just another one of the
millions. I don't know if you would
votes.
Have made a statement. I mean, it really isn't making a statement.
No, I'm not saying
nobody
it's much of a statement, but a bigger one.
You could feel better about yourself.
Okay.
I think that's the reason to vote for a third party. If you're going to participate in a national election, voting for a third party allows you to not get blood on your hands as far as what the Obama or McCain might have done in regards to killing people around the world and continuing to throw people in jail cells for not obeying the state.
Yeah, and if you don't vote, you're capitulating. And so whoever, basically you're not picking who your next ruler is. But at least if you go vote, you're making the pie bigger and you're throwing a monkey wrench into the system a little bit because you're not voting for one of their candidates. So I think that has value.
Well, I think... you know, when I was there, and I realized this when you were talking about New Hampshire, I was at this bar. It was mostly a Republican bar. Most of these people were Republicans. And I was keeping my mouth shut for most of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started talking to this gentleman, I got a little frustrated. And I'm thinking if I had been in New Hampshire or any place where I wasn't the only person who you know, understands that, you know, that you're not voting for anything that has remotely anything to do with liberty when you're voting for the...
it's a good feeling to be here and to be surrounded by like-minded folks. Matt, thanks for the call. Hope to see you here eventually. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
And if you